can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, sunthionin, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. Get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutraMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. welcome back. And we have Pastor Butch here for at least two segments or a half an hour with a five-minute break. Pastor Butch, there's lots of things going on. The first statement you made is, were you aware here in California they're going to teach pedophilia in California? I already know from people that have contacted me they're doing sex changes in children before they hit puberty. Before they hit puberty, they're giving puberty-blocking drugs to kids, even against the will of their parents. This state is insane. They actually are trying to force children, if they don't have the vaccines, they can't go to school. And now they're pushing this measles garbage, which, by the way, the measles most developed vaccine contains oncogenic cancer-inducing viruses, which can even grow in your brain, according to Cornell 5 years ago. 29% of people with brain cancer actually have viruses going back to the childhood vaccines, including the oncogenic MMR vaccine. You don't need to go to a measles party. You take our antipathogenics and you won't get measles. But measles is nowhere near as bad as something like mumps, which can actually, if it hits before puberty, cause your testicles to swell and make you sterile.
Growing up, measles was a rite of passage.
Go to a measles party. We actually have a measles party where they share cakes and kids, it's no big deal. It's like, so what, you know?
Yep. You had measles and helped build your body immune system and fight other diseases. But in Oregon, they're getting ready to mandate universal home visits for all families with newborn children. They're going to go in and every home in Oregon adopt.
Now, I got a joke for you, though. Have you ever seen a newborn showing up on a gay bar or using IV drugs or having needles around their playpen? No. So why the hell do they need a hepatitis vaccine? Tell me. Give me a good excuse.
Because they can.
No, because they can. You know what? They tried to vaccinate my daughter who's got Down syndrome. Do you know what happened to me last year? I got to tell you this. This is not a joke, but it really happened. The IRS sent us a penalty saying our daughter, Kelsey Deagle, who's now 26 at March 25th.
Still there?
Yeah, our daughter, Kelsey Deagle, is not living with us. She's married and she's not dependent, so we can't send a tax form, and we did. So they gave us a fine of almost $900 saying we lied to the IRS. So rather than argue with him because we couldn't get our accountant, he was over in Taiwan with his wife, we paid the fine. That's what the IRS is trying to persecute Dr. Deagle, okay? Do you understand? The same thing goes on in states. People have to understand, and of course we're fighting it after the fact, now we got our accountant back. But what people have to understand here, the super state, it doesn't matter if it's on the left or the right, the problem is the Christian church and Christians are absent without leave. To be a Christian is a verb, not a noun. So when people like Pete Buttigieg, this idiot, mayor, and again, I'm not against necessarily people saying they're really bad people because they're gay or whatever, but if they push their agenda and their lifestyle on other people that aren't, like children, it's evil. It's evil. And the fact is, I've seen actually some gay parents that are actually better than some straight ones because the straight ones are nuts or drug addicts. But what I'm concerned about is we have a society now that's lost its marbles. There's no more decency. In fact, I think I'm old enough, and the comment was made by Professor Bill Warner on Wednesday. He said, you know that word, Bill? I haven't heard that word in decades. You have to be old enough to use the word decency. Decency isn't in our dialogue anymore. Dialogue isn't our dialogue. When we hear AOC and the Democrats and even the Rhino Republicans, or people that call themselves Christians like Pete Buttigieg, they call themselves Christians, yet they support abortion. You've got to be kidding. Jesus would slap him in the face and say you're of the synagogue of Satan if he came back here. It's unbelievable, isn't it? What do you think, Pastor Butch? We lost Pastor Butch. Yeah, he did have a funny connection there, I noticed earlier. But we will get him back. I'm just amazed at what's going on there. Are you? I'm amazed that our society tolerates this stuff right now. In fact, the big story that I see going on that's brewing is that Barr is now going to start going after people with the Uber and the Horowitz report coming out in the next 2 months. I see the move by the left is so far over the edge. They have this one in Virginia pushing for it, and they missed by one vote to pass a bill to do even infanticide. They pass it in New York. We now have pro-life organizations, and I have a lady I'm trying to contact to get on the show. Her name is Terry Collins. She's one of the legislators where they passed in Alabama the Life at Conception Bill, which basically I call the DOH, or Date of Humanity, which is when you're conceived. And I've actually invented a new word for the little ones in utero. Instead of calling them the fetuses, I call them the wee be lee. Instead of elderly, I call them the wee be lee. In other words, they're wee people in utero. And in fact, this movie Unplanned, which I tried to get somebody on the show, but it was mainly supported by the Catholic Church, the movie Unplanned, basically showed a woman after 8 years of doing work at Unplanned Parenthood, killing babies, saw an ultrasound, realized it was a person inside there sucking the thumb before it was torn limb by limb by an abortionist.
Well, well, Dr. Bill, I'm back with you, and I had that lady on the broadcast a week or so ago, and powerful, powerful testimony.
Right, and people have to understand this. You know, when I gave my testimony on the steps of the Capitol building, I had people from Norrell actually broke their signs and fell down asking for forgiveness. Some had done abortions that day or had up to five abortions. What I want to see in this country is I want to see a move back toward God. And in fact, I would love to have a mano-a-mano time between me and Pastor Butch and some of my other pro-life Christian people like John W. Spring to have time with Donald Trump, because I think some of the people around him are playing the globalists or Satanists, and some of them call themselves Christians. If your actions don't show you're a Christian, you're not. You know, it's like the taste test, you know? God tastes our intentions of our heart. And what people don't understand, the definition of evil is real simple in Genesis 3. Do what is right in your own eyes is the definition of evil. Most evil looks, tastes, and smells good because it's our intentions of our own heart. The globalists that think they're going to die in 12 years if we don't do the global green agenda, they think they're justified even if it's not science, it's dogma. The people that are doing the Nazi killing of the unborn or doing genetic experiments on people and killing Romanians and disabled people or Jews or anybody, or people that were unacceptable like in the death camps, is because, and they also, by the way, abort women who got pregnant in these death camps. What people don't understand, all these people feel justified. When you hear people like AOC and Ilhan Omar and the Muslims, even if they have some form of religion I call real eyes going on, it's all demonic. They're doing what is right in their own eyes. They're not doing the will of God, are they?
No, they're not. Not even close.
Right. And the will of God is in two places. Two places. It's in his book called the Bible, and it's in the hearts of believers. We're the walking word. You and I, who are real Christians, willing to suffer and to die for it, we're the walking word of God. It says in the Bible, before that great and terrible day, there'll be a day, there'll be a famine of the word. The word isn't just the reading of the Bible, which is gathering dust on Donald Trump's coffee table at the 66th floor in his Masonic apartment with Apollo everywhere. It is the lack of listening to those that have the word in their soul and their actions, willing to suffer and to die for the truth. Being a Christian is like being special forces. It's not easy. In this world, it's not easy. I have been persecuted by relatives, friends, professionals, and so on, and put through living hell because I decided to do the right thing and not be evil and not go to the dark side. Don't go from Dr., you know, Anakin Skydeagle to Darth Deagle. I decided not to do it, and I got persecuted for it, praying with people that were dying by the medical board in Colorado. You don't want it. You're praying with people that are dying? How dare you, Deagle? I'm thinking, how dare you even raise that question? That's how nervy they are, isn't it? And the left now, the globalists and Satanists, are now, they're so bold, they're even trying to see if they can get reelected on the basis of abortion and infanticide. How crazy is that?
Well, you know, they've got emboldened, really emboldened, because the church as a whole has been silent, or at best they whimper. And we're at the place now that there's no stopping this evil. It's, you know, as Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom, America done the same thing, and the church followed.
Well, it could reverse in one Sunday, in one Sabbath. I call the Saturday the Sabbath. It could be in one Sabbath if they did one thing. If they brought people like you and I, even on video link, I can do a video link to hundreds or thousands of churches instantly through live stream in New York. I could put you on video and dozens of other speakers to speak at a live conference free, no charge at all, to thousands of churches. But they don't want to hear an apostolic or prophetic word based on the Bible.
No,
they want to believe
they don't.
They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear about the fact that God's going to bring judgment. For example, the fact that Texas and Alabama are passing laws where children are born, they're going to outlaw abortion and make it a crime. If there's a destruction of America, Alabama and Texas, the Lord God is going to protect them. He's going to take the rest of the country that pushes for abortion like California, he's going to break them. They're going to be destroyed.
You know,
it'll be like living
people,
in Sodom and Gomorrah.
I don't think people realize that God himself said, I will give evil on judgment for evil. As evil increases, it's more judgment on the nation. And
right.
as we're taught in 2 Peter 2 that one of the signs that you are a godly individual is that your heart, your soul is vexed daily with what you see. If you're not upset today with what you see, you're not a Christian.
Right. And not only vexed, you have to be willing to do something about it. And
that's
it's not
right.
just like
exactly
for
right.
years, me and my wife work with to distress women who are pregnant, to try to support them, prevent from financial support and prayerful consultations and so on. And I traveled around to pro-life. And by the way, interestingly, I found Catholics much more pro-life than Protestants. The Protestants slammed the phone down in my ear so damn much, I was starting to lose hearing. And I mentioned this 2 days ago when I had on the program Professor Bill Warner. Despite the fact that Islam is a devilish mind control system right out of the pit of hell, there's two things godly that they do. They support the family and they don't kill the unborn.
That's right.
And for those reasons...
And they condemn sodomy.
And for that reason, God is blessing Islam, even though it's a devil. You know, for example, he supported the destroyers that came and destroyed Israel because Israel went into apostasy. And because of that, Islam is taking over Europe, he's taking over France, because now the biggest growing religion in France is no religion at all. So it's not surprising that Notre Dame burned. Their belief in God already was burnt down, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And by the way, the same thing's happening in America. The non-religious are catching up with the Protestants and the Catholics.
I'll tell you, actually, here. I have a little different twist on that, and I'll tell you what I think. I think because the public actually want to believe in God, but they don't want to go to a mamby-pamby, mushy service every week trying to convince them to pay tithes to the church. They want a church that's alive. They want a church alive with the living Word of God, not just doing good things like painting fences. We send money to the prison ministry and to other ones like, you know, for example, to take care of the homeless and so on. We do that every month. But what we want is we want a church that's alive against evil, speaks
Amen.
Against evil. And if the church doesn't speak and do something against evil, whether it's the legislature or otherwise, you're not a Christian.
Amen.
You know, I'm one of the visions that God gave me to tell the church back in 2000, at Living Waters Fellowship, I said, God, what word should I give them? And he gave me a vision, a standing vision. And he showed me Jesus Christ as a surgeon, and he was going to cut off the evil, like off the body. So if you had a tumor hanging off the side of your head and your arm and leg were like fungating and ready to fall off, he would take you to the operating room, and you had a little piece of paper in your hand, saved by the blood of Jesus. And if you're in one waiting room, everybody had a piece of paper where they had a tumor under one fingernail or they had a giant fungating tumor and they could hardly talk. Right, and they're dragging their dead leg behind them. And he'd bring the OR governor down the hallway of the operating room, slow put them on there, and then talk to them and pray to them as he's bringing them to the operating room. He'd cut off the evil parts of their body, and he'd transplant his own body and make them whole. And then at the end, what was happening is the last person was being taken from that way, and the people in the opposite waiting room, they looked the same. Some of them had almost nothing wrong with them, like one tumor under their fingernail, but none of them had that little piece of paper saved by the blood of Jesus. And guess what? They started screaming, how come you haven't come for us? He said, you don't have that piece of paper. You're not saved by the blood.
Amen.
And as the last person was hauled in the operating room with his tumor to be removed and replaced by Jesus and made perfect in the heavenly kingdom, the floor fell out. And everybody in that room started falling down into the abyss. And God gave me a vision of the abyss about 28 years ago. I was driving back after I had one of my psych patients call me, and he says, Dr. Deagle, I'm going to blow my brains out. Now, I'm a nervy bugger. So I said, I'm going to come over to your home and get the gun away from you. And I did. He had a shotgun. He was going to put in his mouth and blow his brains out. This is back in Enfield, Nova Scotia, when I came back from Georgia at a multi-doctor clinic. And I drove him to the psych hospital about 45 miles away in the middle of a winter storm. I witnessed to him. By the time I got him there, I got him saved. And then on the way back, Jesus said audibly, I'm going to show the abyss, Deagle. I said, I got to drive back in this winter storm, Dodge, and I want to get back in one piece. He said, don't worry, I'm God. He audibly told me that. I'm thinking, you got a sense of humor, God. So he showed me the abyss, and I was holding his hand, looking down this bottomless pit with people like fading sparks like around a fire, screaming in agony, and the heat wasn't an external heat of hell. It was internal. And I was crying. I said, why did you show me this? And I could feel the pain and the agony of the people as they were literally going to the bottomless pit. It kind of takes forever, by the way, to annihilate you because you're a spark of the Creator God. And I said, I can't count how many. He said, there are countless millions, if not billions here. I said, who are they? He said, they are those who will come to this place of annihilation if you do not act as my son and servant and witness to them the truth of the salvation of the Most High God. For without grace, all there is judgment and death.
Amen.
That's how bad things are, people. Wake up. Don't call yourself a Christian. Be one. Speak out against evil in your nation and your world. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinblastine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com and take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress, keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and what's soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Pastor Butch, I want you to go down through some of these candidates and some of the craziness that's going on, because I would like to have a dialogue. I've tried to get Bernie Sanders Claus on my show. I'd like to get Biden. I'd like to talk to AOC and Ilhan Omar. I want to talk to people that would have put out ideas, because they think they actually have something that's based on logic, evidence, or even decency, or anything that's based on even historical facts, and it isn't. In fact, it's a form of demonic, self-destructive, suicidal idiocy that I see now in the public domain that, to me, is very concerning. For example, when Bernie Sanders Claus made the statement that he supported health care for the indigent and other people, that's fine. That's a good idea. But then I hear some of his comments. I didn't hear him saying he's going to dismantle the big pharma drug companies or the big trial lawyers that are causing the cost of health care to go through the ceiling, but he wants to reduce fees 40%. Well, bye-bye health care system. The doctors will retire, go bankrupt or whatever, and the clinics will close. And on the other hand, then the idiot says he wants to support the marathon bomber getting the right to vote. Are you kidding, Bernie? Did you just have a head injury or a seizure? How the hell can you make that kind of statement and say you're a rational, decent American person? And then
any one of those people that are crying for socialism, which is actually communism, and none of them have done it. Bernie Sanders hasn't done a day's work in his life. Right. So he doesn't understand what it's like to have to struggle to pay the bills. But socialism never has worked. Nation after nation after nation has fallen because of socialism and communism. America is no different. But we've been going down this road a lot longer than you and I've been alive.
But here's the thing, though. They mistake the fact that the tithe, and I'm going to go back in history, the tithe was enacted by God through Moses, so that the tithe was given to the Kohanim, to be the high priest going into the Holy of Holies in Yom Kippur, and to take care of the poor and indigent, and to tear down their buildings that they had molded them and rebuild them. And even on the Sabbath, they go to your home if you're sick or dying. The tithe was never intended for the church. It was intended for the Kohanim and the religious, godly state to take care of people and to make sure the priesthood would not go into business and have camels and goats and other things. It was never intended for the church. The word church, by the way, is a pagan term. Believers are allowed. The only sacred institution that God instituted was a family, and even in the Christian church, it's being under attack now. So what I see happening is not godly at all. It's not based on reality. For example, if I was going to have a healthcare system for the poor and indigent, I wouldn't have a universal system. I would have a value-added tax and have a room in the hospital. So instead of arriving at an emergency department to get dumb emergency doctors to take care of you, which they call you Gomers. You know what Gomer means? Get out of my emergency room. They're not trained to take care of you if you're pregnant or you've got this or that. They want to get you out of the room and not have you die in the emergency department. That's why I worked in the ER for many years. So what I want to see happen is doctors paid an hourly wage, and I want people maybe retired like me to work half a day a week, or women that want to work 3 days a week because they got kids. I want to see a system where we don't have the government dictating you have to have vaccines, or we're going to have sex changes, or like you said in California, teach pedophilia to kids. This is evil, isn't it? What do you think, Pastor Butch?
When you were talking through that, I was thinking about even when in our lifetime, I remember back when you used to have community hospitals that were supported by donations for anybody that need them. There wasn't any health care, so to speak. It was just people would give to help take care of people that didn't have insurance, and it worked quite well until they started having for-profit hospitals and for-profit everything else. And the prices went out of sight, so they can no longer do that. That's when.
And then, of course, the trial lawyers start to sue the doctors, and the hospitals start raising prices.
Yeah.
You can go within a 20-mile radius and have a 300% difference in price for a procedure done on you, like a bypass or orthopedic procedure. That's nuts. It's not rational. And the big drug companies are getting away with murder, where a drug can cost you 50 to 150% more. The same drug sold to Canadians or Europeans, made by U.S. drug companies. These are all things that could be solved really simply, that would take care of everybody. Nobody would go without. I want to see a more Kohenic, Hebraic system that's not socialized medicine, where the social superstate will determine whether you should allow sex transitioning from one sex to another, or sterilizing drugs before you even hit puberty, or the idea of abortion. And then when I hear all these Democrats, all of them, supporting abortion right up to the moment of delivery, I think, I want to get sick. And then you want to say it's not murder? It's disgusting. It makes me repent of being a human being is what it makes me feel like. It's like,
well, you know, the word tells us that all those that hate God love death. Our nation is enamored with death. You know that. It is. And it's getting much, much worse. It's going to get worse.
Well, they're going to get it. Let's put it this way. I will tell you how America will die. Firstly, we're dying both by whimpers and cries of famine. Famine of good wood or of good food, for example. The food we get now is demineralized and laced with glyphosate and heavy metals and toxins with recycled water. We now have toxic scalar radiation from smart meters and Wi-Fi networks and now 5G networks they want to put in every home and all over the place, every couple hundred meters. And they want 20,000 satellites by six companies all over the planet. So even on the Atacama Plain in South America, where there's not been a drain of water in 100 years, you can get a 5G network signal. I think it's disgusting that the human race is that stupid that it's marching toward like lemmings over the cliff. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Yes, it is.
It is. It makes me ill. And then they want to argue with it. And they want to say, well, we know better than you. When I hear AOC and these other people, it's already proven that all the scientists agree that global warming is caused by humans. I want to take, you know what I'd like to do? I want to ax them. Not ASK, because I got Norwegian ancestry. I want to ax them a question, which is a double-bladed axe. Because I'm sick of it. They're not, and I see this with, and I use the analogy of education. Our educational institutions right now I call maggot university. Here's the analogy. The professor defecates intellectually. The students listen and take notes. They defecate on their papers and their term papers. And, of course, their master's or Ph.D. thesis. And if their defecation intellectually smells, tastes, and looks like the professor, yeah, it's good. You pass. It doesn't mean it's right, decent, or even humane. As long as the defecation smells like the professor, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Maggot University. Like that?
Well, we have seen that more and more all the time. We're seeing insanity. You know, the Lord God said in Deuteronomy 28:28, said, I'll smite you with madness and confusion of face. And that's what he's done. The nation is literally insane. Sin causes insanity. You know that. And that's where we are today.
But it's right under our nose. For example, you know Ramadan's going on right now, right?
Yes.
Right. Do you know Jared Kushner has announced that at the end of Ramadan he's going to announce his peace treaty?
Yes.
Do you know that he got the highest award in Mexico for the USMC treaty with Mexico and Canada?
Yes.
He got the special award in Mexico. Do you know he's also working on the trade treaty with China and Russia? Do you know behind the scenes?
I know that. Yes, absolutely.
Do you know the man is a Kabbalistic warlock? He's no different than Saruman the Magnificent from the trilogy. And I had 28 years ago, I wanted to hire a rabbi which finished 8 years at the yeshiva in New York to teach me Hebrew. He said, because you're a Kohanim and you've got Jewish blood, I'm going to be honored. I'm going to tell you the truth, Deagle. Because you Christians believe in Judeo-Christianity, you're idiots. There's no such thing as Judeo-Christianity. We Jews, we rabbis are wizards. We summon demons. We talk to transdimensional entities. We control the nature of reality. We control the world, and you're an idiot. We're all druids, he said. We're all druidic warlocks. No different than Harry Potter or Saruman the Magnificent of the Trilogy of the Rings. She said, if you still want to learn Hebrew, I'll teach you.
Well, now, we've been told the lie that this is Judeo-Christianity, and both of them are polar opposites. They can't be the same thing.
No, it isn't. And that's why when I see Donald Trump handing over to his golden boy to make the peace treaty in the Middle East. I asked when Trump got elected, I said, Lord God, please tell me, is Donald Trump the Antichrist or the one to introduce it? The Antichrist system. And God said to me in dreams and visions, and then eventually audibly said, stop asking me, don't ask me, because I'll tell you. Audibly, like my ancestor Moses. Well, I want people to understand, I'm terrified, but I see an unbelieving, high-level Masonic, good-hearted man, Donald Trump, totally dissuaded by not only his son-in-law, but also globalists around like John Lightning Bolt, Mike Pompeo, and other globalists that are playing satanic high-level Royal Arch Masons and other evildoers that are going to do the will of Satan and bring up the New World Order with 5G network and the totalitarian superstate. If we think Hillary Clinton was bad with her indwelling Draco reptilian monstrosity insider, Donald Trump is marching us, unfortunately, toward an even quicker apocalypse.
Well, let me tell you this. I want to go in a second, but I have some sources. This is a very well documented inside source of a gentleman that I can pass this on, but I can't tell the name. But he has flat told me that before Trump's out of office, we'll be in World War III. Now, that's exactly coming from the inside. Now, I hope he's wrong. But he said he's almost certain it's going to happen within the next 6 months.
Well, I have two sources that are open. One from Harley Schlanger from the German Intel Agency, and the other is Professor Paul Craig Roberts.
Yes.
And both of them said that we're likely to have nuclear war this year. I'll tell you what's going to happen. And I'm going to give you not only a prophetic timeline, but some things to watch. My ministry as a prophet only starts on the first day of the treaty, which by rabbinic law is Sukkot. It's probably going to occur in the second term of Trump because the Democrats are committing geopolitical suicide. These freaking idiots. And what I see happening is under Jared Kushner, he's going to get a treaty, which is the abomination that desolates. Now, in Hebrew, if you go back to the Hebrew, and I have a Hebrew translation system so I can actually go back to the original words and what they mean. The abomination is anything that is a sacrifice that abominates against the blood of Jesus that paid the ultimate price, the incarnation of God in the flesh. And a desolation is to make a treaty with your enemy and give them territory or control, which is to give the Palestinians part of the land of Israel and the Muslims and the around, including Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Arab Emirates, and so on, which are demonic religion. Islam is completely luciferically demonic. So is high-level masonry. And by the way, there's more high-level Masons within Islam than there is even in Christianity. Did you know that? All these imams are devils. You can go to an imam and get a dispensation to have a two-hour dispensation to be temporarily married to a prostitute in Islam, and you're not considered violating your marriage. Do you know that?
Anyway.
Yeah. People don't know that. Did you know that? I bet you didn't.
No, I didn't know that.
No. These guys are monsters. And they'll try to say otherwise, or the Hadith and the Quran, if you haven't, and I actually have access with Bill Warner and his books, which have translated. What you have to understand, Islam is totally evil, which is why you get an academic like Salman Rushdie who points out that one of the dialogues between Muhammad and who he thought was God, he actually said, I thought he got the wrong number. He got Lucifer, and he said, hey, you know, wife, I think this is actually recorded in the Quran. Maybe I got a hold of the opposer, or Satan. And Salman Rushdie raised this issue, and they put a fatwa on his head back about, 12, 14 years ago in Britain because he's an academic and raised it in an academic environment, and they got out in the media. People need to understand the same thing goes in the Catholic Church. They have a specific chapel inside the Vatican where they actually do regular ceremonies and sacrifices to Lucifer. Did you know that in the Vatican?
Yes, I knew that, yes.
Yeah, you know that. Did you know that? And they do it. They sing it in Latin. I used to actually do masses in Latin, and I could speak Latin. I know what these buggers do. After I graduated, I got a dispensation from my because I had a near-death experience, and I told the priest and the Monsignor and the Archbishop. He showed up at my graduation to give me a job offer to go to the Vatican to be one of the doctors for the Pope and the Cardinals at my graduation in 1977. I turned it down and said, are you kidding? He wasn't invited to my graduation, but it showed up after my near-death experience, which I explained at 8 years of age when I was at a Catholic private school. You have to understand how damned evil the Vatican is. The Vatican and the Jesuits worked directly under the Druidic Council of 13 and run Earth for Lucifer. And were run by transdimensionals and transgalactic beings of evil that are physical beings, not just the Nephilim are not just an imaginary thing in your head in the Bible. They're real beings that genetically engineered the human race. That's why Noah and his three sons and their wives were perfect in their generations. They weren't genetically altered.
That's right.
God had to destroy them because they're genetically hybrids with these fallen ones from other worlds. People don't know this, do they?
People don't understand that vaccinations alter your DNA.
Of course they do. The Gardasil vaccine, which was proven lethal, actually not only caused all kinds of super tumors, cerebri, and other autoimmune disease and cancer, it's already proven in courts it's lethal, and it changes your genetics. You actually generate the antigen in your body forever because your genetics had inserted DNA to make the antigen against the particular pathogen.
Yep. Dr. Bill, got to jump, but thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. We'll talk again in the future.
Yeah, I hope we can get you back on next Friday. You think you can make it?
I don't know. It's so hard on Fridays, Dr. Bill. I promise it is. But we'll see.
Yeah, well, even if we get on for a segment, if we can't do a Friday, we'll try another day, okay?
Okay, all righty.
God bless you. Take care, everybody. We'll be back in a moment. We're going to kind of close up the week.
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria. malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. We had a gentleman who's listening on computer who actually called into the studio, but he doesn't want to go on air, but he wants to have answers about Lyme. Now, I want to expand this for people to understand. Dr. Deagle is not the average doctor. I am a surgeon. I'm an intensivist. I'm a burn unit doctor. I'm an infectious disease expert. I work with radiotoxicology. I work with the FBI and CDC in Operation Top Off in Dark Winter and the federal government on radiological and biological terrorism. And I'm a background in infectious disease, and intensive care. Lyme disease is a disease that originated on a Class 5 facility in Long Island, New York, and transferred across the strait with an infected animal who went to Lyme, Connecticut. This particular spirochete, which, by the way, can be an intracellular pathogen, can trigger off autoimmunity and neurological problems by changing neurotransmitter levels and increasing brain inflammation. There's 34 Lyme-like parasites, babesiosis or ehrlichiosis in Lyme. Spirochete disease is easy to monitor if you measure immunotoxicology. The test that I like specifically for Lyme is called the iSpot, that's lower I, S-P-O-T. You can look it up on the internet, Lyme, which measures a thing called IFN gamma. Now, you can measure at immunologically labs like Immunosciences in Los Angeles, which I can send test kits to you, your levels of antibodies against IgG and IgM for Lyme disease. So it could have shown you had a remote Lyme or Lyme-like parasite. If you measure IFN gamma, though, it tells you that we knocked out the pathogen and your IFN gamma levels dropped to zero. I have five things that primarily can knock out Lyme, and I'm going to give you the whole meal deal. The first I recommend is Neutrodyne, which is plasma iodine, 15 drops to 20 drops in water, 3 times a day. Second is Allicin Med, 650 milligrams of German-sourced Allicin in a stabilized transport platform, 1 to 2 capsules 3 times a day. The third is NutriSilver, deuterium depleted silver in a liposomal enzymatic envelope, usually somewhere around 1 spray per 20 pounds body weight, 4 times a day. The next is immunoglobulins to 26 major human pathogens, including fungi, viruses, and bacteria. NutriMune 26Y, 2 capsules 3 times a day. And the final one is NutriDefense, which is a special formula I've increased last fall, 400% stronger, which kills the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses in the bacterial cell wall. Because usually Lyme has co-pathogens with it. When you get sick with Lyme, the sick or organs affected can get secondarily invaded by viruses like Epstein-Barr virus, cytomegalovirus, or pathogens or fungi. Lyme is easy to get rid of. Usually if you take my protocol, within 2 to 4 weeks you can retest your IFN gamma levels, and it'll drop to zero, which means Lyme's gone. Now, there's post-Lyme increased levels of cytokines and disturbances of cellular biology and ability to regenerate. So the first thing you need is you need cytokine reducers. Cell Defense Plus, the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world, 2 capsules 3 times a day. Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical along with Hydroplex hydrogen powder. Sip all day long and evening. Next is to get a singlet oxygen. All fat-soluble thiamine increases with transketolase the ability to get rid of singlet oxygen. Gamma-tocopherol and tocotrienols in our gamma E plus will get rid of nitroperoxy radical, but the most persistent free radical, of course, is hydroperoxy. You need fatty acids to regenerate the cell membranes that are damaged in your brain and peripheral tissues. Omega Supreme Pro and Neurogen. You need things to stimulate your stem cells to regenerate, so you may need our microdose for growth hormone, because you may have had somatopause or low growth hormone. You may have hormonal problems or high stress hormone levels, or your adrenal glands are out of whack. You may need adrenal support gland or thyroid, because your thyroid might be affected. Have type 2 hypothyroidism secondary to Lyme. You may also need our Red Deer Velvet DR, 3 to 4 capsules twice a day, along with oncomycin. And, of course, you need all the activated vitamins and minerals of Vitamineral Max and Minerals Plus.
If you do all these things, I can do blood tests to determine if there's any organic acid problems or any other co-pathogens either in your stool or elsewhere, because oftentimes there's secondary dysbiosis in your gut. So you can see it's very complex. I can do test kits on you. I can treat you remotely. In fact, I had an interesting conversation yesterday. I called Dr. Tim Ball to see what was happening. Now, Dr. Tim got knocked out by not only a lawsuit, but the stress on him caused him to go into heart failure. Now, in Canada, the doctors, and he mentioned this story to me, the doctors that treated him didn't diagnose him until it was almost so late he nearly died. And he had another, if you want to call it, flare-up of his heart problems, which is why he didn't make it yesterday. So I called him and I said, look, he said, well, we're up in Canada. We, you know, we can't, don't have limited resources. I said, look, I'm a telemedicine doc. I can treat anybody anywhere in the world. You can be in Antarctica in the McMurdo Day facility in Antarctica. You can be in South Africa, Japan, China. It doesn't matter. I can telemedicine connect, and if you have a translator, I'll even have it translated into your language and do a video to record reviewing blood tests, imaging studies, etc., and actually read it and report it to you as we're speaking live, whether it's an MRI, CT scan, quantitative electroencephalogram, 23andMe and Prometheus organic acids, analysis with Great Plains Laboratory, immunotoxicology, it doesn't matter. Dr. Deagle is a master of them all. People say, well, my doctor doesn't know it. Your doctor knows probably nothing. What I teach is a completely separate specialty. It is more complex than all of the other medical specialties, but it needs more, and I'm teaching more doctors as they actually not only help me collaborate with them, but actually teach them how to actually do functional medicine. Now, at the bottom level, I just tell you two or three things, like with especially with our show on Fridays, the top two or three things to start with. But if you've got a complex condition, first off, you have to knock off the pathogens. Then you have to support the body's hormone levels, which are knocked off. And you got to support the building blocks to regenerate your organs. And then we have regenerative technology, not only things like red deer velvet and oncomycin. We have, I call, resurrection technology. The first, of course, of that is the Lumen Photon, the easiest and simplest and cheapest to buy. And the next, I'm working with a technology with her to write up a circuit board so we can actually flicker the lights to stimulate your DNA. And I will have patents on it. They'll be the only one in the world that has this technology. I have can also put through the sonic life machine atomic plasma frequencies based on the equations from Linus Pauling to induce your DNA to produce the structural proteins and enzymes based on your blood tests for amino acids and whole blood minerals. I can then send you specific frequencies to actually put through your MP3 of your sonic life machine to get resurrection technology to your genes to generate the structural proteins and enzymes. I then also have the photon sound beam Tesla violet ray machine from 1893, resurrected and built by an affiliate of Dr. Truat, which we have available now. We have the latest version of the QRS machine from Dr. Germany. And that QRS machine, we have the latest one, it's called the Cellvita machine. And so that changes the cellular energy level of the body. Now, you have to have the right specific minerals and cofactors like mitochondrial catalysts, ATP in our sports energy light drink, NADH tablets, things that are going to make new mitochondria like our PQQ and our natokinase. You have to understand that I can measure all of these. I can even do mitochondrial analysis, genetic testing, blood tests, imaging studies, federally certified labs, and I can look at MRI and CT scans anywhere in the world, Germany, South Africa, Japan. So when you have a problem as simple as Lyme, just take the top three products. Take Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, and say, high-dose power C to help to block the cytokines. Start off with those first three. Then give me a shout in a week or so, depending on how you're responding. I would recommend you can ask your local doctor to do the iSpot Lyme test. I can actually give you the links if we do a consult and get the test kit sent directly to you. And I can prove to you that we can get rid of the IFN gamma, which is a cytokine that's present if you have active disease. So easy, easy, sneezy to treat. Now, if you go down all the way down from your head to your other organs, we can restore your neurotransmitter levels in your brain and your eyes if you have vision problems or balance problems. We can stop free radicals. We can regenerate your bone around your gums and teeth with Lumen Photon and pulse magnetic field therapy. We can use the violet ray machine. You touch the crystal electrode to the target organs if you've got a sore knee or back or areas. It'll help those little lightning bolts of energy along with the specific frequencies of the sonic life machine regenerate you, so I can set up a treatment station where you literally touch the target organs while you're getting treatment of the epigenetic frequency treatment. And I'm working on new technology where I've got oscilloscopes in microamps and picoamps and microvolts They can measure the spectral frequency of the disease, and I can do it locally here, or send you the oscilloscope. You use a little electronic point finder and record the data on the target organ. I can actually send you specific frequencies to treat that particular target organ with noise-canceling frequencies to turn the disease state quantum circuits off. I'm the only one in the world doing this. There's nobody else you can go to. It's Dr. Deagle. I have the best nutraceuticals. I can measure organic acids. I can measure your telomere length. I can measure your intermediate metabolites. I can measure immunotoxicology. I can measure with DNA probes the organisms in your gut. I can measure leakiness in your gut and whether or not it's repaired with the zonulin fiber tests. I can measure antibodies against foods, allergens, toxic chemicals, heavy metals, radiotoxins. I can do a quantum test with the Metatron, and now the latest is the Biophilia 2. And with this machine, I can actually do a remote scan on you anywhere in the world, and your data will come out, and I videotape it for you. And then I confirm it by doing blood tests, imaging studies, and a full consultation, and refer to local clinics, whatever country or part of the country you're in, to confirm that what my suspicions were in pre-diagnosis is correct. So nobody on earth does what I do. Nobody. Now, I'm also trying to provide you spiritual truth. We just finished the holiday of Passover and Easter. And I want to pray for our president. Dear Lord God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we pray for President Trump that he becomes a Christian. He is not yet. We pray that he cleans out his government for those advisors that are globalists, Satanists, and just plain non-American supporters. We pray that he finds solutions for problems which we know he should have a Samuel Council, which includes me and my cohorts, to provide him information that he can then have a menu of decisions and abilities to solve all these problems, whether it's the border, health care, stabilizing America against incoming cyber attacks on our infrastructure, including our air traffic controllers and our sewage treatment plants, and protecting America's power grid from our UHF transformers from destruction by a coronal mass ejection, cyber attacks, or an EMP weapon from a Russian-launched hypersonic cruise missile. I want people to know that there is one person that's been given the help as a lamet, as a senior apostle prophet, and that's me. And there are many other in my show that I consider having apostolic calling. John W. Spring, Jonathan Gray. I believe that people like Cody Snodgrass, who's on the program on Thursday, and it was just supernatural we managed to get him when Dr. Tim Ball couldn't make it. He has an apostolic calling. This truth has to get back to the public so we can make proper decisions to protect the human race, not only our physical health, but the ability to have children healthily, to have healthy economies, and not to destroy ourselves with chemical, biological, nuclear war, and the release of AI supercomputers that will destroy the human race. We're at the edge, and I have not some of the answers, because I have 10 to 50% myself, but God will provide the rest as required. And I trust God. I pray and I say, God, you know, what do we do next? And believe me, it's not been easy. I have had many challenges against my career, my life, but I'm standing strong because God is with us. And I want you to pray, people out there, that President Trump in the next 18 months will become a real-life Christian president. He will remove people from his office and from his advisors that are non-Christian or globalists. He will come against those who make vile statements like the Democrats supporting abortion and those in states that support it. He will make statements to strengthen our border and rational immigration policy. For the next 2 months, for example, I suggest that Trump put up a cyber wall. He close off all immigration ability to get asylum unless they actually come from their originating countries. And he goes, overturns the Flores Agreement and sends people back to their home country by bus, but also sends our troops to kill off the drug cartels and to clean up the act and to start cleaning out his own administration, where the FBI and the Department of Justice and the SAD, the Special Activity, they're in collusion with the drug cartels, are doing evil not only here but around the world. If we repent, if America repents, God will bless us. Our physical health, our spiritual health, our financial health will come back, and we will not be like Sodom and Gomorrah. But otherwise, God help us.